2006.
Let's go.
LaRusse's Boys of Summer have a new home. The Big 550 is the Redbird Station. KTRS St. Louis.
You're listening to the best of Frank O'Pinion and the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Good afternoon and welcome to St. Louis's only live morning show. On in the afternoon on 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
There you go and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on a sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Have you Heimlich the victim?
Have I licked his rectum? No way!
Crossed over. I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
Yeah, that word again.
Okay. I'm like gold up at my feet on sunny side of the street.
Another weird day.
Very. Keeping to the beat.
Hang on. I'm preparing a show. Hang on.
Okay.
Okay, show's prepared. That's how long it takes. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. That would be us. We're gonna just start a little differently today because we're in like a funk. It's a weird week and things are weird and before we do the Burke segment, I cleaned out, because Saturday was so hot, I stayed in the house, and I went over through stacks of stuff that I, and 95% of it went in the trash, because it's stuff you set aside, and I'll put that away later, and I found these CDs, and they were burned for me by a friend about, 3 or 4 years ago, and I think about 3 or 4 years ago, in fact, I know we did. We played some of this for you. The problem is we can't play much of it because what it is outtakes from recording sessions of very famous people. And some of them are shockingly filthy.
I remember these.
Now some of the people that you hear who are filthy don't shock you. All right? But some do. Dinah Shore with the F word. And getting upset in a recording session was a little bit of a shock. Elvis Presley was a little bit of a shock, and I'd like to play his for you, but it's actually dirty enough that I can't do it because he says GD in it a lot, and I don't anymore know what it is that people will tolerate on the air and how offensive you can be, although that word GD and even
we've never gone for that on this particular show. You know, people are used to the fact that we don't do that on
don't
this show, that
words.
Show, or that particular word. Yeah.
But to hear them do it, now I am going to include it in this one thing we're going to play first, and then we'll do more later. Only because not that it's from a guy where it would surprise you, it's just funny, and it's John Wayne, and John Wayne gave a commencement address, and I have no information on these recordings, but it was recorded at a commencement address, and not only do I not know where it was, I don't think he knows where it was. He is so drunk.
It was a kids, right?
No.
It was a Boy Scout function.
No, that was something people were passing around, and it was Boy Scouts. I don't think it was Boy Scouts. I think it was a graduation commencement. And when you listen to it, you'll decide. But there's nothing about it that makes me think that it was the Boy Scouts. Nonetheless, he is speaking, and he's giving an address to this group. He is absolutely hammered. Now, I'm going to tell you up front, there are a couple of words in here. He throws the SH word and the GD, and we haven't edited it. If I can catch it, I'll come in and cough over it or something, if I can. So please don't be offended, because without it, you just lose the flavor of it. Mm-hmm. Here is, and this is not a joke, this is actually John Wayne.
My name is William Wayne. I don't know. This is so unimportant. I want to add anything that I can add to what he said about the fact that you guys are just... on the American side. Geez, I don't know how... You know, it's so terrible that you don't know how to... There is no way to be a leader in Americana except you guys.
What?
You've got to control it.
What?
We haven't any chance.
Stop it for a second.
They're clapping.
One of the things you're going to notice is, and it could have been the Boy Scouts, one of the things you're going to notice is, he makes no sense, and just because he is John Wayne, they feel compelled.
Yeah, they have to clap.
And they don't know, it's not an enthusiastic applause, they don't know why they're even clapping, except, well, maybe it's time to clap, it's John Wayne. Go ahead.
You, naturally things happen, like, at the,
sounds like Dan talking.
Yeah, Columbia like University, and at the other mother colleges. No, it really, it's, when I went to school at the University of Southern California. Let me explain something to you. When I went there, when there was a fella in control of the college, the boss man, if anybody had walked into his office and torn down a picture and did excrement in his waste paper basket, or had written lewd words on his the pictures of his family, we as members of the college would have kicked the hell out of this organization. I can't understand how it can happen in the United States of America that this can happen, and there aren't enough guys of your age to go up. I don't give a shit.
Watch it.
You can't stand to have this happen. I'm not trying to talk for clapping. I'm trying to talk to you guys. You better start thinking. It's getting to be goddamn.
Come on, dude.
If you guys don't start thinking as men, we're going to have a lousy country.
Oh, cheery.
Jesus, I...
Duke?
I have had the chance to be with guys who are with things and against things.
What?
And you know, Christ, you try as a... as I try as a human being...
He said Chrysler.
...to listen to both sides of everything. But there's no both sides anymore.
Bullshit.
They're just trying to wreck our...
Hey, watch it there, Duke.
It's time for you younger guys to take over. I don't know what the hell to do.
You know
now
what?
Go out there and take on the world.
John, you know what?
Wayne, everybody. Yeah. What a speech. What a speech.
Sad as it is to say, I know exactly what he was saying. I know exactly when that speech took place. It was in the 60s when those rioters and stuff were taking over colleges, taking over deans' campuses, yeah. And he couldn't believe that the regular students just didn't stop that stuff.
Yeah.
I agree with him, but too bad he's
drunk. You agree with the part you understood.
Yeah.
Man, that was funny.
When he said excrement in the wastebasket. It's a hard name to come up with.
Wastebasket, Duke.
So there's the Duke, the real Duke.
When the Duke died, when did he die?
Early 70s, wasn't it?
Late 70s.
No, it was late 70s.
I think it was late 70s.
No. I remember my brother Pat and I drove around, and we were both at the time dipped in snuff. And we would say, we would drive around in his van. Like
in John Wayne's van?
The whole day. Yeah, in John Wayne's van. He wasn't using it anymore. And we both had spit cups. We'd say, G.D. Duke is dead.
like we were
WW2 vets are used to following. Yeah. So our leader is gone. Now what?
Let's do one more of these and then we'll.
Is Dinosaur Cuss?
Oh my goodness!
I could easily believe that.
I can't play you hers because it's just F loaded. I can't do it. Colonel Harlan Sanders, the Kentucky Fried Chicken guy, Colonel Sanders, was, I'm sure, a great old guy. But he didn't start that business till he was in his 60s. And they got him in a recording studio, and he's trying to do a commercial for Extra Crispy and Regular Recipe. This poor guy has a real tough time getting through just one sentence. Here's Colonel Sanders.
Take one. Quiet, please. Recording.
I go again. I found a way to cook.
Take two.
I found a way to cook extra crispy. Come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different. Yet it's just as tender and tasty. No, and it's just as finger-licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that real crispy crust to some
folks.
It's tender and juicy. I'll get it now. I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crispy, real crispy kid crust. Yet it's entirely different. No.
This will be Wild Lines 30, take one.
30.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Seven.
He said cut it.
Go ahead.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. Yet tender and juicy. Is that it? Yeah.
Sorry,
cut it.
Better. Take two. Colonel, if you read it. Okay, we're recording.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe.
Take three.
It's entirely different. Every bit. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let me get that scratched off.
Unbelievable.
Real crusty.
It's really different.
Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe and my new extra crisp. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
It's entirely different. Had every bit of his finger licking good, you see. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down to get that real crispy crust some folks like. I better do that again, huh?
Yes.
All right. You don't want me to sing, do you, for Christ's sake?
Rolling. This is the good one. Take five.
Most folks have heard about it.
All right, that's good. Good, very
one
nice.
One word at a time.
That's why folks call it finger. That's why folks call it finger. That's why folks call it finger licking good. That's why folks call it finger licking good. I'm not getting anywhere with this damn thing.
Okay.
Wow. That's eating a lot of cooked chicken.
You know, and here's a guy that you know, genius, I mean, business genius, can't talk.
Yeah.
And you'd be amazed. And now I think back to the TV commercials where they're showing him. Who knows how many days
it took. Oh, I don't know. Because
to get 30 seconds
this would have been in the days of tape only. I mean, there would have been no computer.
Splice it all together.
Right. reels and reels of tape. My goodness, to get, I mean, 5 or 6 takes on one word.
Grab that. He got chicken.
But, you know, it's his product, and he calls it extra crisp, and they have to tell him, crispy. It's his stuff. It's amazing, and most people never really realize. All they see is the finished product, mm-hmm. and they think, well, that person's talented. You'd be amazed how many people, if they're not reading every word, first of all, can't do it, and then can't read. And big stars that can't read. I've got a Liz Taylor. Now here's a big, well, we can't play it because it's filthy, but here's a big time, like, you know, Academy Award winning actress, and they've got her doing a promo for General Hospital. Remember, she was on General Hospital? She can't get through 2 sentences. And it's you can tell it's Liz Taylor. You can tell, and then she starts cussing, and they get mad at other people when a lot of it is themselves.
Sure.
And I remember when there was a TV series, well, everybody knows Father Knows Best with Robert Young. Then he did Marcus Welby. Mm-hmm. And he came to St. Louis one day, and he was at Channel 2. That's who ran. At the time, Channel 2 was ABC. And they ran Marcus Welby. So a buddy of mine called, and he said, hey, Robert Young's down at Channel 2. I know some people down there. You want to go meet him? Marcus Welby. I said, oh, yeah, I'd love that. So we go down. And they walk us into the studio where he's standing. And it's one of those things where, hi, this is Robert Young, you know. And then he was supposed to say, you know, be sure to join us every Thursday night at 7 o'clock, or whenever it was, for Marcus Welby, right here on KTVI TV Channel 2. All right? KTVI Channel 2. Like one sentence. We stood there, and you talk about cussing. He couldn't get through, and man, he just started throwing a fit, and he got mad, and I turned to my buddy, and I said, I don't want to meet him. I mean, I want to go meet him. The guy is having some kind of fit or something. So when it all kind of was finished, and he was disgusted with himself, I guess, we did go up and meet him, and he was semi-pleasant, but he wasn't Father Knows Best. You know, he wasn't... what you would have, and then I find out later he had those tremendous alcohol problems. I think he was a major alcoholic. He tried to kill himself.
I know that, but I know he had alcohol problems in his early days, but did he have them in his, I know he was in deep depression in his later days. Was he drinking again too?
Yeah, because he tried to kill himself in the garage, put a hose in the exhaust pipe, and they found him in the car trying to kill himself.
When he was doing Marcus Welby?
No, after Welby. Well, he was drinking during Welby, but I mean, he just had a long history of just not able to handle his life. And you have to sit back and go, what life can you not handle? I mean, you've got a big show and you got money. Sometimes I don't know that I get that. We're going to break and then we're going to the Burke segment. I have a couple more of these. I'll tell you who I have. I have Mickey Rooney.
He's a big jerk.
Yeah.
Doing a promotion for St. Louis, for appearing in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And I marked it as one we can play. I tried to mark only the one, so I hope I didn't make a mistake here. but we'll find out in a minute. And then William Shatner, who I had always heard can be the biggest jerk in the world. I have 2 arable ones from Shatner. And the funniest thing on here is one with Jerry Lewis on the telephone talking to somebody, and it's a business call, but it's recorded for some reason. Maybe because Jerry Lewis recorded all his office conversations. And it is one of the funniest things I've ever heard. Far before any of these wacky DJ phone shams, the guy doesn't know he's talking to Jerry. He thinks that the receptionist, when he called Jerry's office, you can tell he thinks that she turned him to Jerry's one of his assistants. So he doesn't, and he starts talking about Jerry and what good friends he is with Jerry. And he's talking to Jerry and doesn't even know it. And it is one of the funniest things. And he keeps saying he wants Jerry to do him a favor and put this woman, acknowledge her at the telethon, just point her out in the audience and acknowledge her because she has done so much to raise money for MS. And he says MS. And Jerry is MDA.
Right.
It is the funniest thing. Hi, it's Frank. You know, it doesn't have to be a holiday to give somebody jewelry. There's never a bad time to give jewelry, especially to the ladies. They love that jewelry. And you've been in several jewelry stores in your life. How many times have you been in a jewelry store and then you go and tell other people, oh, my goodness, you've got to go in this store. There's nothing like it. Very seldom, because in most cases, there is something like most of the jewelry stores, and it's other jewelry stores that look and feel the same and kind of carry the same merchandise. There's one exception, and it's Genovese. And when you walk in Michael Genovese, Custom Jewelers in Creve Coeur, you might think for a minute that all of a sudden you're in another town, because you didn't know that in St. Louis there was a jewelry store like this. Well, there is. And there's an open invitation for you, no matter what your budget is. If you want to spend $200,000 on a great piece of jewelry, let me tell you something. The people that do that, they want their money's worth, just like the young couples that go in and buy wedding sets. They want to get their money's worth, too. Everybody wants what they pay for. They want to get what they pay for, and you will. Quality custom jewelry from a place with an impeccable reputation for giving people their money's worth. Genovese in Creve Coeur on Olive, about a half mile west of 270.
You're listening to the best of Frank O'Pinion and the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Adam Bold of the Mutual Fund Store. Think back 5 years. What was the best car on the market? What football team was the best in the NFL? Or what was the best restaurant in town? Have your answers changed over the last 5 years? How about the last 10 years? 20 years? Is it possible that the mutual funds you bought 5 years ago might not be the best ones anymore either? Mutual funds are subject to changing conditions over time, just like everything else in this world. There have been mutual fund scandals, market upheavals, and funds changing managers. If your investment advisor hasn't updated your portfolio, not only do you probably have bad funds, you probably have a bad advisor. At the Mutual Fund Store, we stick with fund managers who have a proven track record, but when a fund underperforms the market or its sector, we update your portfolio. If you're going to take the risk of the market, don't you owe it to yourself to be in the best funds? Call one of my trusted advisors, Kurt, Troy, and John, here at the Mutual Fund Store now. 386-6868. That's
636-3868. This is KTR.
And good afternoon. Southbound 55 in Imperial, Maine. We have an accident reported. The left lane is blocked. A vehicle has struck the median there. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Henley. That's on the crawl as this rush hour gets underway. Northbound 270 between Page and McKelvey. Expect a slow go there. And Youngerman Road at 94. We have an accident. Finish big this holiday. There's still time to get all the biggest gifts of the season. Find tools, home appliances, holiday fashions, and more. Wish big at Sears. From the Golden Oak Valley Traffic Center, Mark Stevens on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hello, I'm Dr. James Choi of Metropolitan Plastic Surgery, inviting you to look into what plastic surgery can offer you today. We're ready to help you achieve the look you've always wanted.
Dr. Choi's 20 years of surgical experience in cosmetic surgery, combined with today's latest technology and procedures, allows Metropolitan Plastic Surgery to offer a variety of face and body enhancements. For the latest techniques in non-invasive facial rejuvenation, Dr. Choi offers micro-fat grafting, Captique, Radiance, and Botox injections for the body, tummy tucks, face and brow lifts, ultrasonic liposuction, lower body lifts, breast augmentation, and more. Call Metropolitan Plastic Surgery today for a free consultation or attend their free seminar January the 11th at 6:30 p.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn at Wing Haven in O'Fallon, Missouri. Call Metropolitan Plastic Surgery today to reserve your space at 636-441-2340 or go online at metplastic.com.
To give yourself that boost of confidence you get when you look your best, call us at Metropolitan Plastic Surgery today. That's 636-441-2340.
This Tuesday night at 6:30 at the Stratford Bar and Grill is a special edition of the Big 550 Monday Night Mayhem, presented by Luke Hughes Toyota and Royal Banks of Missouri. Come join Rams broadcaster Jack Snow, John Hadley, and me, Randy Carricker, as we break down all of the week's football action. The Stratford Bar and Grill is a great place to relax and watch a game or party and have fun with friends. Foosball, billiards, great food and drink, and live music. 50 TVs, including 3 big screens, and more importantly, 20 satellite receivers, which means you can watch every single football game on Sunday. Not just some of them, every single game is on at the Stratford Bar and Grill. With their high-speed wireless internet connection, you can bring your laptop and surf the web as you watch the games. Tuesday, it's a special edition of Monday Night Mayhem, presented by Luke Hughes Toyota and Royal Banks of Missouri at 6:30 at the Stratford Bar and Grill on the south side of Highway 44 between 270 and Bowles, across from the Chrysler plant. Online at StratfordBar.com. The Stratford Bar and Grill. You'll love this bar. It's your kind of place.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. Well, it's that time of year. The days are getting shorter and the nights are getting longer. We're washing our car in the driveway. For the last few times, not many more barbecues on the patio. It's time to start thinking what the weather may do to our concrete. Well, I want you to call my friends at Century Systems. Ask them about Concrete Remedy DS. DS for Deep Seal. What Century System does for you is they come out, they power wash your concrete, and then while the concrete is still wet and water is soaking through it with a capillary action, they install Concrete Remedy DS. It follows the water through the concrete and reacts with the alkali in the cement, forming a barrier that water cannot penetrate. It's like putting a glass panel in your concrete. Your concrete will last much longer, and it doesn't matter if your concrete is new or old. Have your concrete sealed one time and be done with it. Call Century Systems, spelled Century, like a guard that is protecting your concrete. Call them today and ask them about Concrete Remedy DS. 1-800-939-7330. That's 1-800-939-7330. Or online at CenturySeal.com. Sealing St. Louis for good.
Far away from this life that you're living, you'll find a whole new beginning. Rediscover your family, show them you care for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Imagine the excitement of camping in a Palomino tent trailer from Byerly. Swimming, hiking, a campfire at the end of the day. Your Palomino pops up in minutes and features a stove, icebox, sink, large comfortable beds, and air conditioning. And owning a lightweight Palomino can be as affordable as $100 a month. At Byerly in Eureka.
For the rest of your life. Byerly Trailer. For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Discover your family. Show them you care for the rest of your life.
You gotta be there.
Byerly. Just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Bomarito Cadillac is offering the all-new 2006 CTS for just $288 per month. Bomarito Cadillac at Cave Springs and Highway 70 in St. Peter's, where Price sells Cadillacs.
A Christmas toast of holiday cheer begins with Lucas Liquor Superstore. That's Lucas with a K. Clarkson in Manchester next to Kmart. Or call 636-227-4543.
Talk News, Rams, Blues. And are you ready for this?
Mike Shannon.
And in the spring of 2006.
And John Rooney.
The Cardinals.
550 KTRS.
The legend plays live.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
John Rooney with Mike Shannon.
Calling Cardinal baseball.
And talking about no line drives to third.
This is what it's supposed to be. It is supposed to be fun.
No, Harry, you love this strikeout. They're throwing the ball around the infield.
Now you'll never have to leave. 550.
It's pretty simple.
KTRS, the Redbirds Station.
Now back to the best of Frank O'Pinion and the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Burke would not be happy that the Burke segment has been pushed into the second half hour. He didn't do it that way. He would have started right away and said, does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. Dan Strauss.
Thank you, Frank. I have never, ever in my life broke a bone in my entire body.
I've never broken
a bone. I've broken a bone in my body. Except this morning.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. This morning. I am the clumsiest person that I know. And, I was on the phone with someone, and I'm walking through the kitchen, and you know how you stub your toe on, like, the chair, or you stub your toe on the table, or something? I walked into the stupid door jamb and rammed my foot into the door jamb while I'm on the phone, and I let some expletives fly. I hit that thing, and I heard my little toe crack.
Oh, you hit the little one?
Yes. I hit the little toe and heard it crack, and I looked at it, and I'm on the phone, and the person on the phone says, what happened? I said, I think I just broke my toe.
But that's the one you want to break.
That's a little piggy that went to market.
I know, so he can't go to market now.
No, that's the one that went all the way home.
Yeah, he went wee-wee all the way home.
Come on, Terry.
Joe's coming in.
Starting on the backwards.
Terry Daly. He's an idiot.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't have kids.
Yeah, but he was a kid.
Oh, so, no, I was not like 80 years ago.
Right, so can you remember it all? This little pig went to market.
This little piggy had fun. This little piggy had
no,
fun.
No.
This little piggy had.
No, this little
stayed
piggy
home.
Went to market.
This little piggy stayed home. No. This little piggy had roast beef.
This little piggy had none.
This little piggy went wee-wee-wee-wee all the way home.
And how dumb is that?
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty dumb.
How dumb is that?
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, this little piggy went to market. This one stayed home. This one had roast beef. This one had none, and one cried wee 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 all the way
and
out.
How does something like that
get written?
Yeah. For 100 years
and
or
remember,
whatever.
If I wrote that, I'd be laughed out of every publisher's office. What is this again, Frank? Had roast beef and had none and cried wee wee wee. We'll call you. We'll call you. And it makes it for generations.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense at all.
So, Dr. Vail.
What?
I didn't even go to the doctor. I know it's broken.
I don't think they do much for the
little
girl.
They can't do anything.
It'll be real bruised. And
I just went to, into my hockey bag and got my white hockey tape out and taped it to the other toe next to it. That's
a good
idea. That's it. So
it
that's
hurt
all
right
I'm
now?
Doing. Oh, yeah. It hurts. I mean, it
so
is.
So you're working in pain. That's the kind of truth for you.
Yeah.
Between that and if you thump your elbow.
Oh.
Is there anything really worse than hitting your elbow right on that funny bone? Because it isn't funny.
Yeah.
It's
you like get hit in the coin purse. The guy gets hit in the coin purse. That hurts.
You know why it's called the funny bone?
Yeah, right.
It's the humerus.
Humerus.
Yeah.
Oh.
The name of the bone.
It's true. Yeah,
and it's
true.
Weird. You can. There's always a delay before it just hurts.
Shoots through your arm.
Yeah. It's like you can almost count to three before you feel the pain.
And why is that the only bone that does that?
Oh, I don't know. There's nothing there.
I think your knee would do it. Your knee is like the counterpart to your elbow.
Yeah. Or that, or your shin. If you get kicked or hit in the shin.
But it's not as bad as the elbow.
No, I know. Too, if you get kicked in the crotch.
Yeah.
Well, I agree there.
Well, we're kind of talking about, you know, bones now. Toe bones.
Those bones. Yeah. Those geometric bones.
Crotch is not a bone most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, that pain, though, there's no...
When you're married,
I haven't had that pain in probably 30 years.
How
when, you, when you were a kid, you'd get it all the time because you were a lot more...
How accurate. Could you not have accidentally gotten hit in the sack?
I don't know. Maybe because I don't have kids.
But you have dogs. Does your dog not ever run up and hit you in the head?
No,
and then...
I'm safe.
Wow.
You wear a cup?
Yes.
You wear a cup
to bed.
I wear a suit of armor at home.
Then I have the thing that makes me mad. I can't put a skate on. I've got my Birkenstock sandals on right now. So that's
skating in Birkenstocks.
It's a little tough.
Yeah, I know.
And I can sympathize with Terry having to wear a cup. When you get married, women think it's a license to do it all the time.
Yeah.
And you gotta just cover it up.
Lock that thing up.
And just go say it's in storage. In storage.
Yeah.
Give them some rest.
I got my list out today. I was cutting the grass, going to go cut the grass right before I came to work. So I got my list out, and I think I got it all messed up because I almost passed out. I had my T-shirt on, and then a polo shirt, and then I put a sweater on.
No. Yeah,
layers. Layers. That's winter.
And then I got thirsty, so I drank a couple beers.
Nope.
No.
You got the wrong list.
Yeah. I did.
Sounds like it.
Wrong list. Was that it for you?
Yeah. Right.
Anybody else with the Burke segment?
I do.
All right, Karen Vail.
Tomorrow it could become a bulletin because when I stopped at home.
You pregnant?
No.
Friend hasn't visited.
You want to be?
No.
Got to pull out.
No. I stopped at home after I left my school before I came here. And I noticed, as I was leaving the driveway, I noticed that the gate on the side of the house was open. Now, I went through this once before, and you remember I had to issue a bulletin about my collie.
That sounds like Killer on the Loose.
Yeah.
Well, and so I don't know. I'm going to give it time this evening. Maybe he'll show up or the kids will find him. But I want to know if you guys go through this at home because I tell everyone, you know, I leave a couple messages and people's family slowly checking in. You know, I said, gate's open. Did you do it? And, of course, everybody so far, no.
Not me.
When you have kids, not one of them ever
or
did
adults,
anything.
Other adults in the house. Oh, no, not me.
Not me.
It's amazing to me that something can occur, but nobody did it.
So maybe
there's a phantom in the neighborhood. I don't know that just comes along
opens
to deliberately.
The gate opener.
Yeah.
The invisible kid.
There's an invisible kid, not me.
But you go through this in family. It doesn't matter if it's a gate or if it's who didn't start the dryer or who didn't empty the dishes or what, you know, whatever it is.
Who left the milk out?
Okay. Not me. Oh,
not me.
I didn't even drink
milk. I haven't
had
milk for 3 days.
That's right.
You know, a thing similar to that happened at my house last night. My lovely wife, who I love very much, she thinks that our three dogs are trained, but they're not. She thinks that they're like Lassie, where she walks, they'll follow, and they go to sniff somebody else. She'll say, come here, Ray. Come here, Steve. Come here, Curtis. And they all run back to her. Yeah. They don't. They're not trained. They don't even know their own names. Yeah. So she goes up last night. You know, it's early in the evening, probably 11:30, and she had left the lawn sprinkler on out in the front yard. So she goes out, and rather than close the door behind her, we let the dog run around the backyard because it's fenced. The front yard isn't, of course. She goes out, and she leaves the door open so the dogs can run out with her and take one final whiz. All three of them, straight up the street, out of sight. She's yelling, Burford, Curtis, Ray, get back here, get back here. Waking up the whole neighborhood, and like I'm on my way up the stairs to go to sleep. Oh, God. And so she gets out and gets in her car and throws it in reverse and backs out and drives off to chase them. And finally, she goes up and picks them all up and gets them back in. And I said, you can't let those dogs out running free, especially right when we're getting ready to go to bed.
Especially when your neighbors are hating us anyway.
Yeah, they're not trained. And that got her going. Mm. Oh, man, so it was major. Oh,
yeah. No, you can't. You can't.
Oh, you can't win.
No, you can't.
I made up a saying. You can't win for losing.
That is a good one.
That'll what does that mean?
I don't know, but it's a good one.
I like the sound of it.
Is that it for the Burke segment?
That's all.
Burke segment's closed. It's absolutely closed. All right, we can take one or two calls, then we have to break. And then when we come back, I'm going to play you some other really funny stuff. The funniest is Jerry Lewis on the phone with a guy who doesn't know even that he's talking to Jerry Lewis. This is Jan. Hello, Jan.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Listen, I just wonder if I could get you guys to do something.
Probably.
I heard a long time ago you guys played that telephone call from Joe. When he raised all that hell, where it comes in, where it's this
idiots.
Jerry Daly's stupid and all that crap.
Do we have Joe's call?
I don't think we do.
My mother has never heard that.
Well, the other guy would have saved that because that's classic.
Oh, it was extremely good.
Archive material.
It was absolutely wonderful. And I keep telling my mom about it, but I can't remember what all he said.
Well, if we can find it, we'll play it.
Oh, bless your heart.
All right, Jan.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See, pee on how you disappoint nice ladies like that.
I know.
You don't file stuff.
Nothing new.
How could we not have kept him?
Another listener to the pee on.
Top of the hate list. How could we not have kept him? Hello, Chris.
Hi, I am AM the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Got about a minute.
Hi, Karen.
Well, hi, Chris.
I'm a medical student at SLU, and I had the answer to why your funny bone hurts when you hit your elbow. There's a nerve that runs down the groove of your elbow, and it's the most superficial nerve in your body. So if you hit your elbow, you compress that nerve, and that gives the sensation or the feeling to half of your arm, and that's what causes it to hurt.
Hey, Chris?
Medical student.
He's a medical student?
Yeah, he said that.
Yeah.
I didn't hear him. I was on the phone.
Sure, you were listening to the station.
Do you think I should go? Somebody called and told me that I should go to the doctor to make sure that my toe is set right.
The only reason you should go to the doctor, maybe, is they could probably prescribe
so they can make more money.
Pain medicine. There's really nothing. They don't put splints or anything on it.
Yeah.
They would just give you some medicine so that you wouldn't.
And I just taped it. I just taped it to my other toe. So
I'm a Chris. Go get the pain medicine and come share it with us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Chris.
Oh, no problem.
All righty. Good luck. Good luck in school.
I feel your pain medicine.
What happened?
Yeah, nothing. Just keep it. I just learned a long time ago. Keep it going. Keep it going.
If you're in the game, then the stroke's the word. Don't take no risk. Don't take no shot. You got a thirst for killing somebody.
What a great song.
Got about a minute for Barb. Hello, Barb.
Yes, that toe may not be broken. It just may be what they call stowed, which means it needs to be snapped back into line. That could fix it. I broke my big toe once and didn't have anything done to it. And years later, I was having a massage. This girl got to my foot. She said, "What's this?" I said, "Oh, I broke that big toe." She said, "Oh, well, let me fix it." And she took a hold of it and brought me right up off the table. It hurt so bad then, but it felt a lot better. It just needs to be put in line. So make sure that you didn't just stove it, but that, you know, you may have broken it, but make sure it's in line. Otherwise, you'll have a crooked baby.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want that.
No.
You fall down a lot.
I kind of pushed it. I kind of pushed it into place.
I'm not touching his toe. You guys can't.
No.
Karen looked at it.
He's got toe jam, Barb.
Oh,
yeah.
You get athlete's hands.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
I do, too. Thank you, Barb.
Uh-huh. Pick my lint out of it. My toes. Toe jam?
Oh,
my toe jam hit the door jam.
Josh.
That's why I like to say it, because you hate it so much. Well, I hope none of you involved in an accident over this holiday season. Honest to goodness, I really do. But that's not going to be the case. There are those of you listening, and you're going to get in the fender bender, partly because of the winter weather, partly because everybody's running around in a hurry, the holiday thing, not paying attention. At least you know where to take the vehicle. Schaefer Auto Body Centers, 5 locations, 20 years in the business, 6,000 vehicles a year. And a C in their name, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. You need to know how to spell it because this is who you want to call when you have to have body work done. And check out this website. This is the website that will show you where you can find yourself a vehicle from $2,000 to $12,000 primarily. That's the range of what you'll find there. These have been repaired by Schaefer and purchased for resale. SchaeferAutoResale.com. That's SchaeferAutoResale.com. 5 locations, lots of experience. Exquisite work. Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
You're listening to the best of Frank O'Pinion and the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
In the spring of 2006.
Play by play on the radio.
High deep to center field. Back is DeNorfi at the wall. Looking up for Stanton. There goes 41 and 201. Crowd was full.
The most storied franchises in the great American pastime will have 2 new homes.
The Big 550 has the Cardinals. KTRS. The Redbirds Station.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. If you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills, find out how quickly your debt can be paid off. Callers save an average of 30% in payments every month. So gather your bills and call now for a personal debt analysis. Licensing details available. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services, 1-800-695-9092. That's 1-800-695-9092.
Hillshire Farm reminds you to invite our little Smokies to your holiday shindig.
So this is what this party is like.
It's your party. You throw it every year.
Oh, this year's better. I finally got out of the kitchen. Thank you, Little Smokies.
All the work we do at Hillshire Farm means delicious Little Smokies cocktail sausages are so quick and easy, you can enjoy your own party for a change. Heat them up in barbecue sauce and you're entertaining. Hillshire Farm Little Smokies, America's favorite smoked sausage.
After the baby, I started working out and got a pain reliever for my knees. Went back to work, got something else for tension headache. Baby got big, I got one more for my back. Every new pain, a different pain reliever. But not anymore. Today, I'm all Advil. It's my every pain reliever. Advil works wherever I hurt, so I'm ready for anything. I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Use as directed.
The next game you'll hear will be here.
The Big 550.
Now you'll never have to leave. 550.
The home of the Cardinals.
KTRS.
Yes!
The Redbirds Station.
The end of the year is quickly approaching. For warehouse and facilities managers, that means renewing your warehouse leases. I'm Brian Travers of the Travers Group. I own and manage over 2 million square feet of warehouse space. Before you sign a new lease, call me at 314-389-8000 and I can save you money. I currently have warehouse space for $2 per square foot. I'll customize any size space to fit your needs. We're located I-70 close to Lambert Airport in downtown. Start the new year off saving money. We are half the cost of space in Earth City and Westport. All of my warehouse space is professionally managed and maintained with 24-hour security. Call me, Brian Travers, at the Travers Group, 314-389-8000. For top-quality warehouse space for $2 per square foot, give me a call at 314-389-8000. That's 314-389-8000.
Does back pain prevent you from enjoying your life? With all the advancements in pain management, there's no reason for you to live with back pain anymore. The interventional radiologists at Advanced Pain Management are experts. They specialize in evaluating and treating back pain by using non-surgical procedures. The doctors and staff at Advanced Pain Management will design a course of treatment that's specifically tailored for you. They accept most insurance plans. Visit stlpaindocs.com or call for an appointment at 314-972-9600. End your pain and start living today, 972-9600.
Press for time and need a car that shines? At Auto Wash Express, we'll turn that grime into shine for less cash, and we're always fast. In less than 2 minutes, you'll know why our customers call us the best and keep coming back to Auto Wash Express. Auto Wash Express has rush hour specials every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6, featuring our exclusive Brake Dust Buster, Clear Coat Restoring Polish with Microfiber Buff, and Wet Look Tire Shiner, all for just $10. When was the last time you tried to clean something without touching it? Tulsa's car washes can't touch the gloss and shine your car will have after you experience Auto Wash Express. You stay in your car, we do the washing. $2 off Tuesdays are here. Save $2 on our top two washes every Tuesday and give your car the high-quality shine it deserves today. Auto Wash Express, a new experience in professional exterior car washing. Located on Mexico Road, just east of 79 Salt Lake Road in St. Peters. More shine, less dime, Auto Wash Express.
Smoke or know someone who wants to quit smoking? Mark Moser here, and for the past 3 years, I've been telling you about how easy it was for me once I made the trip to Leslie Camp Stop Smoking Center. It changed my life and has been amazingly easy. The Leslie Camp Stop Smoking Center is the only stop smoking center in St. Louis with a proven track record of over 13 years. They're located in Chesterfield and has successfully treated thousands. Make no mistake, there is only one auricular therapy in the St. Louis area. Call Leslie Camp today at 314-878-STOP to see for yourself. The Leslie Camp Stop Smoking Center technique is safe, painless, and quick. Let St. Louis' only stop smoking center with a proven track record of over 13 years change your life. Give Leslie Camp a call today at 314-878-STOP. That's 878-7867. Or see them online at lc-stopsmoking.com. Leslie Camp will continue to give a 10% discount to police, firefighters, and all members of the armed services, as they have done for the last 13 years.
Is the foundation of your home solid as rock? Not necessarily. The soil that supports your home can settle and shift for all sorts of reasons, from drought to organic decay, and that means trouble. Doors and windows may stick, and cracks can form in foundation walls. You need a helping hand before the damage gets worse. PermaJack is the unique patented system that supports your foundation. Older methods, like simple concrete reinforcement, can continue to sink, but PermaJack is different. A steel pier is hydraulically forced down through the settling soil, no matter how deep. PermaJack is fast, only takes a few days, not weeks. And PermaJack is economical, no future callback expenses. The principle of hydraulically driven steel piers is the same used in stabilizing large buildings. So when your home needs a helping hand, PermaJack. Solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553.
Talk Radio St. Louis.
Get the power.
The Big 550.
Of a meaningful mouse.
At KTRS.com.
I wish that went over the top.
Live.
I know what you mean.
Streaming.
All natural, safe, and effective.
24/7.
We have the technology.
The Big 550. KTRS. The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Karen Chase. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld brought the good news with him on a surprise trip to Iraq. The Pentagon plans to reduce the number of U.S. troops there by 7,000 by early next year.
Force-level adjustments are based on conditions. You've had a successful election. The Iraqi security forces are increasingly capable.
Rumsfeld did not set a date for a drawdown, but many expect significant reductions by the end of next year. It's the biggest drop in new home sales since 1994. ABC's Vic Ratner has the disappointing numbers and reaction.
New home sales for November are still above where they were last year, but down more than 11% from the month before.
Housing is indeed slowing.
Alan Ruskin of the market analysis firm Forecast says the air is slowly going out of the real estate bubble.
We had some real strength evolve in October. Now we've seen that unwind.
Commerce Department figures show the average sales price of new homes sold in November was over $283,000. Vic Ratner, ABC News, Washington.
The Great Escape is beginning as another big travel weekend gets underway. The AAA estimates 63.5 million Americans will travel more than 50 miles from home this holiday weekend. Sporting a noticeably shorter haircut and pinstripes, Johnny Damon pledged his allegiance to a new team.
I am proud to be a New York Yankee.
He says he left the Boston Red Sox because New York pursued him more aggressively.
This team really wanted me, and now I'm going to go out there, run through walls for them, and hit and score lots of runs and bring another championship to New York.
If you're not having a good year, you won't be happy to hear it'll be a little longer than you expected. Timekeepers are adding an extra second to 2005 to keep clocks in time with the Earth's rotation. Leap seconds are added occasionally to keep time accurate. You're listening to ABC News.
Do I hear an A? Vitamin A, yes. Vitamin B from the gentleman in the back. Do I hear a K? Yes. Vitamin K from the little lady in red.
Most multivitamins sell you on how many ingredients they can fit in. But Centrum discovered it's about something more. Centrum balances combinations of nutrients, like C recharging E to optimize their antioxidant power. A complete formula with 8 interactive combinations that help your body get more out of Centrum.
Calcium, anyone? Do I hear magnesium?
A lot isn't everything. Centrum is balanced and complete from A to Zinc.
If only we didn't do our last-minute shopping literally at the last minute. Fortunately, Walgreens is just around the corner with your last-minute holiday needs, like stocking stuffers, wrapping paper, batteries, and beverages. And with thousands of locations open late Christmas Eve, open Christmas Day, and many open 24 hours, you can stop by Walgreens any minute of the day.
Walgreens pharmacies are open in 24-hour stores and selected locations.
It is 4:03. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. A family whose home was swept away by water in last week's reservoir breach in Lesterville is telling their story. Not only are they sharing the horrifying details, but updating the media on their oldest son's condition.
This is Chris Pilsick at Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital, where 5-year-old Tanner Toops remains in fair condition after skin graft surgery yesterday. Doctors replaced second and third degree burns on his legs he suffered during a reheating process. Tanner suffered from hypothermia like the rest of the family when the Reynolds County Reservoir breach overtook their home and water came crashing down on it. Their father, Jerry, went to shelter on the roof. He was swept away, finally clinging onto a tree. The mother, Lisa, held on to the 7-month-old baby as she was feeding him in the living room around 4 or 5 in the morning. They all were separated by more than a quarter mile.
Funds have been set up for donations to the family. You can donate to the Missouri Parks Association, Enterprise Bank and Trust in St. Peter's, and also the Jerry and Lisa Toops Fund at Commerce Bank in Fessus. A St. Louis man suffering serious injuries today after losing control of his car. It happened during a pursuit in Warren County. Missouri State Troopers say the 34-year-old man was being pursued by Forestell Police when his Excursion ran off the roadway and overturned several times. He was taken to St. John's Mercy by Arch Helicopter. He was also arrested. Today and Monday expected to be busy travel days in Missouri. Highway Patrol Captain Chris Rick says this isn't one of the holidays in which the patrol sees a lot of drinking and driving.
We will see some folks out there who just can't understand that it's improper to drink and drive. They'll cause us some problems, but usually over the Christmas holiday period, we don't have a large number of fatalities, large number of accidents, and most of those don't involve alcohol, so this is not one of the big drinking holidays.
Rick says 8 people were killed, 45 injured in crashes during last year's holiday counting period. Utilities, which object to changes made to Missouri's cold weather rule by the Public Service Commission, take their case to a Cole County circuit judge.
The PSC acted to relax the cold weather rule regulations for this winter because natural gas prices are far above last year's levels. Utilities object, saying the emergency amendment to the rule provides no way for them to recover additional costs the changes will force them to incur. During a hearing in the Jefferson City courtroom, An executive with Laclede Gas Company of St. Louis testified that the change in the rule will cost Laclede between $4 and $6 million. The executive says the current provision in the emergency amendment will allow it only to recoup about half that cost. A lawyer for the PSC counters that the commission did take the additional costs into account. The emergency amendment is to go into effect Monday unless the courts block it from taking effect. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.
Sunset Ford Sports Update. The St. Louis Cardinals website says the team has signed veteran outfielder Juan Encarnacion and also second baseman Junior Spivey. Simmons Cooper Market Report. The Dow ends the day down 6, NASDAQ down 2, and the S&P is up a point. Our market report is brought to you by John Simmons and Jeff Cooper of the law firm Simmons Cooper LLC. Go to SimmonsCooper.com. Here's your Weather Plus forecast.
Holiday weekend is almost here, and the weather, well, it may not cooperate in all areas. We'll look for mostly cloudy skies tonight with light rain moving in late, lows around 42 degrees. Saturday, Christmas Eve day, cloudy skies with showers, highs in the mid-40s. By Saturday night, mixing in with some snow, changing to all snow after midnight as lows drop down to about 32 degrees. Sunday morning, early Christmas day, some light snow flurries, so we might see some Christmas snow even here in the St. Louis area, but not everyone is going to pick it up. Cloudy skies on Sunday with highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Monday, partly cloudy, 50. Tuesday, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy, highs in the lower 50s. By Wednesday, a little cooler again, mostly cloudy, highs around 40. I'm News Channel 5 Chief Meteorologist Cindy Pressler for the Big 550, KTRS.
Fair skies, 61 degrees at 4:07. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News.
This is KTRS.
Well, it seems as though a lot of people that work in St. Louis have moved on to other areas because the highways are pretty calm at this hour. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Hanley is a slow go. Northbound 270 between Page and McKelvey, just slow traffic there as well. And here's something you don't hear every day. Eastbound 40 between 20th Street and the Poplar, just slight delays. Finish big this holiday. There's still time to get all the biggest gifts of the season. Find tools, home appliances, holiday fashions, and more. Wish big at Sears. From the Golden Oak Lightning Traffic Center, Mark Stevens on the Big 550 KTRS.
The brand new Country Club Express Car Wash in St. Peter's is now open. Our fourth and newest location is on Mid Rivers Mall Drive at Highway 94, right across from Deerbergs and Target. This new Country Club Express location has the most modern exterior touchless car wash equipment in the entire St. Louis area. That means a cleaner car wash in less time. From start to finish, your car is cleaned with sophisticated computer-controlled equipment that gets your car clean from top to bottom. And after your car is thoroughly cleaned, it's dried with our exclusive heated forced air system that removes all the water from your vehicle. The new Country Club Express Car Wash location in St. Peter's also has an on-the-run convenience store, as well as mobile gasoline. Check out our fourth and newest location, the Country Club Express Car Wash on Mid Rivers Mall Drive at Highway 94 in St. Peter's.
Country Club Car Wash, we've got the magic touch.
Explore the magnificence of ancient Sumer, the world's first civilization, through one of the most spectacular archaeological discoveries of all time, treasures from the royal tombs of Ur, now open at the St. Louis Art Museum. Exquisite and extravagant jewelry of gold, lapis lazuli, and carnelian, cups of gold and silver, and bowls of alabaster are among the pieces from one of the most spectacular archaeological discoveries of all time. Treasures from the Royal Tombs of Ur contains a rich collection of objects made from the Royal Court of Sumer, the traditional site of the Garden of Eden. Don't miss this limited engagement to see these rare works of art at the St. Louis Art Museum. Treasures from the Royal Tombs of Ur. It's open now at the St. Louis Art Museum.
LeBron Milhaven here for Hudson Jewelers. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and she's expecting a ring sometime soon. And I said, well, what's taking so long? And she says, well, she has to figure out what kind she likes. So I'm going to give you the same advice I gave her. Go visit Hudson Jewelers in Granite City, even if you're thinking about getting engaged this holiday season, because you can see the incredible tycoon-cut diamonds, beautiful anniversary rings, even custom-made pieces of jewelry, all at Hudson Jewelers in Granite City. You'll see much brighter diamonds with more fire at a better price and 12 months same as cash. You'll love the Hudson experience. Stress-free, relaxed with close, easy parking, and free gift wrapping as well. Visit the most romantic man in town, John Hudson of Hudson Jewelers at 3244 Namioke Road on Highway 203 in Granite City, or call 1-800-467-9040. That's 1-800-467-9040 to Hudson Jewelers in Granite City. Or check them out online, hudsonjewelers.com. New holiday hours, weekdays till 8, Saturdays till 6, Sundays till 4, Hudson Jewelers.
With winter here and the holidays fast approaching, Dunn Lawn and Land is announcing a deal just too good to pass up. Any outdoor project that is contracted to begin in January and February will be given a 15% discount. That's right, 15% off any outdoor project that can be started in January or February. So whether it's a retaining wall project, a new patio or driveway, drainage system, a new deck, water feature, fencing, an outdoor lighting system, an irrigation system, or a brand new swimming pool, it's 15% off. This is a limited time offer to new projects only. So call today at 968-5300 or visit them at DunnLawnAndLand.com to set up your free consultation. Start your year out right with a huge savings on a project you've been putting off, or surprise your spouse with a gift for the holidays, a gift they can truly enjoy for years to come. Dunn Lawn and Land, growing attractive environments. Call today, 968-5300, and enjoy the savings right now at Dunn Lawn and Land.
Coming in the spring of 2006,
Let's go.
LaRusse's Boys of Summer have a new home. The Big 550 is the Redbird Station. KTRS St. Louis.
More laughs for the ride home with the best of Frank O'Pinion and the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Malakilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Malakilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Malakilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright.
Does anybody else have anything to say?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, Terry Daly, everybody.
Just that...
Does this have to do with your putting Steve to sleep on Christmas Day for his Christmas present?
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, wow. No, it actually does have to do with Steve. Just a quick update for people. I have a crazy dog named Ray, and we brought in Bugface. I shouldn't say we. Bugface brought home a little puppy. A golden lab, and we didn't know what was going to happen because Ray just absolutely hated this dog. So this weekend, I decided rather than die, we're just going to let him have it out. And I took Ray's muzzle off and put him out in the backyard, and I put on my winter leather gloves in case I had to go in for action. And there were a couple of fights, and I'm sorry for half the people in St. Charles County whose eardrums are probably bleeding right now because of the yelping that the puppy did, but Ray didn't really hurt him bad. He didn't put on an eye or anything. Now the puppy just stays away from Ray, and Ray shows his teeth, and comes around. But my blood pressure has gone down like 30 points. So that's huge news family.
That's good the puppy's submissive to it.
Yeah.
I mean, really, he had to be.
If he would have fought back, it would have been a problem. So
that's wait till Steve gets a little bigger, though.
Knock him across the yard a couple times.
But it is true. I've made jokes that Ray was a crocodile before they cut his tail off. And apparently it's true because you know how crocodiles come out of the ponds after
Crikey.
But they only run 4 or 5 steps and then they stop.
Yeah.
And that's what Ray does to Steve, just to let him know that he doesn't want him around him.
Yeah.
But he doesn't, Steve's a puppy and he's got those long legs and he can run away and Ray won't continue to chase him, So.
You're lucky you got all that going on.
Oh, yeah.
Holy
cow.
Your
life would be boring otherwise.
Yeah.
Anybody else have anything to say? Terry, you got more?
Nope. That's it.
All right.
Except I like that new Bud Light commercial where the guy says, what kind of hot sauce you got? Have you seen that one?
No.
No.
The guy's like showing off for his girlfriend at this Louisiana restaurant, and he said, you know, what kind of lights or hot sauce do you have? He says to the waiter, and he says, well, we got mild, regular, extra hot fire stuff and stuff. And he's naming all these kinds. And the next thing you see is a close-up of this guy's mouth, and there's flames flying out of this guy's mouth, and he's screaming, and he runs across the restaurant and dives into the Bud Light ice bucket. And the last scene is his date saying to the waiter, that was mild, wasn't it? And the guy saying, yeah.
It's a good one.
That is good. I'm going to watch for that. Carol will love it because you know what she always says.
Try the hot sauce.
Yeah. What are you eating?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I am. What cookie from Randy Carricker.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
that's very good. Well, it's just polite to try something.
Anybody else have anything to say?
Yeah,
I guess I'll step in here, and I will get this over with. This morning, I was getting ready to do. I was taking a shower, and I got out of the shower.
And your wife came and attacked?
No. Oh. My 14-year-old daughter.
Uh-oh.
For the first time.
Oh, no. Walked in and didn't know?
No, not only walked in, I was stepping out of the shower into the bedroom, and she walked in. She had just been in there to get something from her mom. You know, women share bathroom stuff. You know, they borrow stuff from each other.
Oh,
hair stuff, makeup stuff. And she had gone in and had walked out, and I had seen her walk out, so I stepped out of the shower. And I dried off, and then I went into the bedroom to get, you know, like underwear or something. Mm-hmm. My daughter ran back in. She forgot something, and I am not kidding. Full frontal, face to face, and we both yelled.
She's at the psychiatrist.
Yeah, hire her.
Well, you know what? She's going to have like a mental disorder for the rest of her life. And as I'm walking out, I stopped dead in my tracks, and she stopped, and we just stared at each other. And I am totally full frontal, and I just went, oh! And then, she went, oh! And she turned and ran. And I turn and walk fast, because I don't run, back to the bathroom, and my wife was just standing there and said, she saw, and I said, yes. I said, we like stood and just frozen, stunned, looking at each other. And you know, let me tell you what a cruel, people who have never met my wife, they don't know how cruel she is and how she cuts me down.
You're not a man. You never have been, never will be.
Good example, Jay.
We all heard that.
Good example. You heard it with your own ears. Yeah. She looks at me and she says, well, at least now she'll never be interested in having sex.
Oh, man. Wow.
Well, in other words, that horrible sight will probably drive her away from having any interest in ever seeing anything. Yeah.
You know, it was a double horror for her because she saw your physique and the size of your wiener.
Yes,
how small your wiener was.
She might not have seen it, Terry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Tummy hangs down.
With the belly hanging over.
I got
you're
two
right.
Mommies.
Amanda has two mommies. To write a book.
You went out and told your mom, Mom, why did Dad call my brother Pee-wee?
telling you, it was.
Merry Christmas.
Well, have you talked to her about it?
What are you
We're
saying?
Not speaking.
Yeah. not looking at each other.
No, we didn't say anything. We just. I'm serious. I don't scream. I can't scream. Women can scream. I just kind of. And then she let a shriek out and then turned and ran out of the room. And then I saw her later and she just started giggling.
Did you go shrinking?
She started laughing.
The water took a cold shower.
Well, Terry, that's a very good point. The hot water was just about out.
Well,
it was a little bit cool.
Frank, tell me to come back when you know it's in the
No,
different...
Well, that's sick.
Well,
you are
is.
Sick.
Well, what would you do?
I'm not going to do anything.
That's right. You're not.
It never happened.
Yeah, it happened.
Right. That's a manly way to take the hold of the situation.
We're not discussing it.
Oh, wait till she gets together with some of her buddies on the tennis
Oh, it's going to be great.
Find her later gouging her eyes out.
I'm going to tell you something.
That poor thing.
I'm telling you what. Yeah. You know, anymore, I don't like for my wife to even see me because all it means is a bunch of criticism is coming. You know, Terry, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't want them to see you because they got some smart
thing
to say.
They got nothing nice to say.
Yeah. Nothing nice to say. And now I got to deal with this. And my daughter is now going to be under the care of a psychiatrist. And she is going to have one of those traumatic, where they get her to open up and talk. And she goes, well, it was Christmas of 2002. And my dad walked in the bedroom, and I saw him, and I've never been able to get over that sight.
Hey, Dad, meet my friend Chastity Bono.
She's from Palm Springs.
I hope this is... Is this the kind of thing that turns them lesbian?
Oh,
I think so.
Chastity said last night she saw first time she ever saw Sonny naked.
That's
what turned her.
Oh, man.
She'll never eat Vienna sausages again. You got a million things going against you.
Right.
She'll never be able to look at little cocktail wiener.
No, those little girls. No.
What did you say? Beyond rice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Those little candy hot tamale things.
Rice. Man.
Well, did you reflexively, you know, like cover yourself, put your hand in front of anything, or
you know what
standards?
I had in my hand? I had in my hand a pair of briefs. I had a pair. What?
Wait, you have in your hand lotion.
No,
he was on fire.
The Trucker Monthly magazine. No wonder you were screaming.
That copy of Muscle Man magazine. I had just gone and pulled out of the drawer my clean underwear, my briefs, like tiny whiteys, and I had those in my hand, and real quick I like tried to cover, but if you know me, that won't cover. I'd had to have a bed sheet. You know, to cover that whole mess. Oh, man. That, you know, we've avoided
that's
that.
That's funny.
We have avoided it. And, well, Terry, I remember the story you told about, like, the neighbor looking in your front door.
Oh, yeah. No, it was a couple of,
Jehovah's Witnesses. Good
they
one.
Run.
That'll keep them away.
And just threw the Watchtower magazine.
They only rang the bell one time that day. Usually they rang it two or three times. They rang it one time, looked in, and disappeared.
Ran for their lives.
Never been back either.
We're never going to that house again. Wow. That guy's got some kind of a...
some sort of deformity.
that poor guy... I hope they get him to
heard
hospital.
Of an any belly button, but man, that's crazy.
You know you're going to have to sit down with your daughter and have a talk now.
About what?
No, you don't. You just act like it never happened.
Yeah, well, right. Karen's right. But every time she looks at you, she's going to burst out laughing.
Yeah, really.
You can't have that the rest of your life.
I got it now with my wife.
If you try to discuss it, what are you going to do? You can't be serious.
No,
there's
nothing
no way
to discuss.
You should be laughing all the way through it.
There's nothing to discuss.
Say, honey, I know, but after the holidays, Daddy's going on a diet.
Well, and I don't know which is worse. And if people listening have, like, teenage daughters, I don't know which is worse, for you to see them or them to see you. I'd rather she see me than I do not want to see her. And that'll be very awkward.
Well, and the opposite are, you know, as a young son that stumbles into, you know, mom's bedroom, same kind of thing. You just don't discuss it.
It's different. That's actually not as traumatic.
Oh, no. What do you mean it's not?
No, it's not. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why.
I agree.
I'm going to tell you why, because boys see pictures of naked women all the time.
It's not as traumatic to whom? You're just taking it from your point
to
of view.
To the boy.
All right. Well, to the mom, I guarantee you it can be. Yeah. Yes.
Did you think? Go?
Oh, absolutely.
Has Gary seen, you know?
You?
Uh-uh.
He hasn't?
Uh-uh.
You're sure?
Everybody else,
We need to show Gary some pictures.
You and show him some pictures.
If your daughter
you know if he hasn't seen her live, he's seen her on the Internet. So.
Did she say anything about your breast being bigger than her mom's?
That's real funny.
See, Dan, that's why he doesn't want to sit down and talk to her, because she may bring
funny.
That up.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
very
funny. Well.
So how about Gary? Have you, like, walked in and seen Gary?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No. And you don't want to?
No.
She's walked in on Merle before.
I told you, but this is a great story. It bears repeating.
He doesn't live in town, so I can tell this story. My wife's little brother was like 15 years old, and that's the time you're starting to think, or maybe 14, you're starting to think about your body and how you match up to other guys. So he touched himself to make himself as happy as he could, you know what I mean? And then he stood in a mirror and took a picture to see what he looked like coming at you with the big big boy.
With the anaconda.
Yeah. And so he put this picture in his little safe that he had, and so he could, I don't know why he put it, but he put this picture in his little safe, and he put the safe under his bed and just completely forgot about the safe. It was just part of his stuff.
Oh, boy.
And then he went off to college and then got married and moved away and stuff. And he said he was back at his mother's house one day, and he thought of that picture, mm-hmm. and he went and dove under his bed, and that safe was gone. So his mother had gone in and taken that safe out. So apparently his mother had seen a picture of him, fully aroused. No, they never talked about it.
They sat at the dinner table and looked at each other, knowing, but nobody would say.
To see your son excited with an excited.
And what are you going to say?
That's right.
Mom, did you ever find that picture of me with a big ball?
Yeah, nice one.
Much nicer than your father's.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to say anything.
No, you can't.
So that's the story. It's a huge day in the lives.
Well, not so huge.
Well, tiny day.
But she dealt with it very well. She still, all day, she's kind of looked at me and kind of giggled a little.
Yeah.
But she didn't, you know, freak out or anything. So it's over. I guess it's, you know, now she knows what we have.
Every
here.
Time she grabs her tennis racket, she probably
balls.
Thinks, poor daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe it'll be like a great sympathy thing. And now I know what mommy has to deal with. Here comes Bill, if he's still on. Hello, Bill. How are you?
Happy holidays, everyone.
Thank you, Bill.
Hi.
And hello, sir.
Hi, Bill.
We're heading for goat.
I also had a similar story to ones checking their prowess. My nephew during the holidays, he was 4 years old, and he came right above the high five, mid level of everyone and was giving everyone hugs.
Oh, boy.
And I guess he got a little curious as to why he couldn't get closer to some of his uncles and cousins than everyone else. So he went into the bathroom. Well, we all stood and waited for about 5-6 minutes and then decided that we better check. He had locked the door. Well, we've knocked on the door, no matter how many times you tell young children not to lock the doors in case something happens, right?
Right.
Well, we end up opening the door, and there's the scale sitting on the toilet. Well, we, of course, said, Corey, you cannot be on there. Well, he wasn't. He was weighing his penis. So it must have been the weight, not the length, at 4 years old that he was concerned about.
This boy.
And he was very proud of telling everyone that he was in there around the holidays weighing his penis.
That boy is my kind of boy. He's weighing it on the scale.
He's going to school, Frank, but he plays baseball in guess what position? He's a catcher.
So there may be some correlation on the therapy
needed there.
By the way, while we have you on here, did he say what it weighed?
25 pounds.
I don't think it registered at the time.
Good story.
But,
Merry Christmas.
No, he couldn't even count to six, let alone be able to calibrate the weight that he had amassed at 4 years old.
That's a great story. Great story. Thank you for
that. Happy holidays, everyone.
You too.
You too.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
With as many times as we've talked about them, and as often as we've told you, these are the people to call. I don't know how you could ever go down in your basement and see a problem and not know who to call. You know who I'm talking about? Woods Basement Systems. That's all you need to know. These people are respected. They're fast. They will get to you as soon as they possibly can. A lot of times they'll put your mind at ease by telling you this was not a big deal at all. That's crack, means nothing, we'll fix it. Other times they'll tell you that it is a big deal, and that'll put your mind at ease because it would have become a bigger deal. And then it gets real expensive. If you see a crack in the basement that you don't think should be there, you see water coming down the wall or water puddled on the floor, this is the company to call, Woods Basement Systems. If for no other reason, at least call them out one time because they're A.M. to P.M., and I think you'll use them from then on out. And I hope you don't need them often, because once you have them come out, that basement should be taken care of. Tell them you're A.M. to P.M., too. Toll free, 800-203-8384. Woods Basement Systems, their website, an easy one, woodsbasementsystems.com.
You're listening to the best of Frank O'Pinion and the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tired of going to the pump only to drive away with a guilt trip? Trade in your gas guzzler SUV to Frank Lita Acura or Dave Munganast Acura for a vehicle with efficiency and passenger space. The Acura MDX has everything you're looking for. It's fuel efficient, ultra low emissions, and believe it or not, a 7-passenger vehicle. You can drive away today in the MDX with a $399 per month lease. And you won't believe the fuel efficiency of the powerful Acura TL. Stop by Dave Munganast Acura or Frank Lita Acura and make your trip into a Gateway Acura dealer guilt-free.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. If you have $4, $6, $10,000 in credit card bills, find out how quickly your debt can be paid off. Callers save an average of 30% in payments every month. So gather your bills and call now for a personal debt analysis. Licensing details available. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-695-9092. That's 1-800-695-9092.
Let's get a check on Time Saver Traffic. Mike Waynes is in the Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper 550.
Thank you, and good morning, Brian. Or good afternoon, rather, Brian. Westbound 40, we're slow already from Hampton on to Hanley. Westbound 70 is slow out at Mid Rivers Mall. We had an earlier accident out in that area. It has been cleared, but as you can imagine, traffic is going to be slow around a lot of the malls and a lot of the stores today, especially slow on Lindbergh down in South County, also up around Northwest Plaza and around Plaza Frontenac as well. We got an accident at southbound 55 at Richardson. That's blocking the left lane. Another accident at Manchester and Clarkson. That one should be just about wrapping up by now. And we've got another accident on the THF Drive out front of the Target, really, out in the Chesterfield Valley. This traffic report is being brought to us by Comtrax. Comtrax day and night flu therapy relieves nasal congestion while reducing fever, the chills, and even body aches. Comtrax knocks out every kind of cold symptom. I'm Mike Waynes in the Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper on the Big 550 KTRS.
There is something we all have in common every single day when we drive to work, and that is that little check engine light on our dashboard. And we say to ourselves, if we don't look at the light, it'll go away. Well, we know that's not true, and if your check engine light is on, just like 20 million other Americans, I've got a solution for you. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for AAMCO Transmissions. If that check engine light is on, you need to get your car to one of the 5 area AAMCO stations, and they'll check it for free. That's right, absolutely free. Doesn't matter what type of car it is, foreign, domestic, new car, late model, doesn't matter.